This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Politicians, policy, and what's happening in Parliament. It's our politics professional on Joy Drive.
Now, I'm very excited because it's time to check in on the latest from Canberra with our new politics segment. And joining us live from Parliament House is Noah Seacombe, federal politics reporter with National Radio News. Noah is across all the big stories unfolding in federal politics, bringing us the latest insights, analysis, and what it all means for you. Noah, it's great to have you on Drive.
Oh, it's an honour to be here, Warren.
We're really excited. We've been looking forward to this. It's been in that planning for some time now. Let's get straight into it. There's some good news out of Canberra. Lower inflation figures out yesterday. The government must be happy with that. What's the economy looking like?
Well, yes, some good news, and certainly in an election year, it's what the government's wanting to see. Quarterly inflation for December has come down to 2.4%, which is within the RBA's magical target range of 2 to 3%, and even core inflation, which is often pointed at as, you know, that's the real measure, and something that the RBA itself prioritises, that's come down to 3.2% as well. So it's surprisingly positive signs for the government heading into this year. However, the real struggle for them, no matter what happens in the next few months, is actually going to be convincing everyone that better times are coming, that that success economically at a national level, this federal, these numbers that mean very little to everyday people, that it will actually reach the public that are going through the current cost of living crisis.
And I understand that the cost of living crisis is the number one issue politically for people at the moment. And fair enough, you go to the supermarket, you fill your trolley up, and it's costing an absolute fortune. Is the government secretly hoping that these lower inflation figures will eventually transfer through to the shopping basket and the petrol bowser?
Well, the difficulty with all economics is prices are never going to go down. It's just whether or not they're going to increase slower. So the fingers are crossing for, okay, sure, inflation's inevitable at the moment, but as long as though it can be a much more manageable rate. And, of course, with all this discussion around the Reserve Bank and the cash rate and what they're going to do, that's really targeted at mortgage holders, who are the ones that are really having to foot the bill when it comes to interest rate rises. So, of course, that's a large quantity of the country. And for them to then have more money to spare and a bit more wriggle room is then, you know, a bit more optimistic that that means businesses can see more people coming through their doors, you know, and so on and so on and so on. So it's really just hoping and praying that that happens, that actually happens.
Could we potentially see, you know, I suppose that, you know, there's who knows the answer, but could we potentially see an earlier election called, given that we do have these better than expected inflation figures?
Oh, the million-dollar question. Well, yesterday, it's funny you should mention that as well. Yesterday, Jim Chalmers, so the Treasurer, was up in Melbourne responding to the figures and was asked about this as well, because they're planning to have a federal budget at the end of March, which typically they do in May, but because they have to have an election by the 17th of May, it means everything's been pushed back. However, if the Prime Minister wants to, he could call the election tomorrow. He could rock up to Government House and say, hello, we're doing it, whether or not the Treasurer is keen on that, which would mean that all the public servants that are currently working towards the budget, that are writing up all the figures and working everything out, they would pretty much just be throwing away all their work, because as soon as the election's called, the budget doesn't happen. So it doesn't make much sense at this point in time for the Prime Minister to call an early election. The timing of things is almost, I don't want to say perfect because I don't want to be wrong, but it certainly leans towards that May 17th date, which 6 weeks before is the week after the budget, and that allows the RBA to meet in the middle of February. And, I mean, maybe announce rates. It's all, there's this massive theory behind it. So prove me wrong in a few weeks.
I must admit, if I was the Prime Minister, I'd be waiting for the RBA to meet, because I would imagine that there's a good chance that interest rates could go down. So, and that would look good. It would sound good for an election.
And who knows what they'll announce in the budget as well. They might have more to actually say, and it'd be such a shame if they just tore that up and threw it away before they got to vote on it.
Moving on, it's a new year. Any announcements we can expect coming up?
Well, heading into the next sitting week, it's certainly going to be an onslaught of, okay, what does the government want to actually get through before the election is called as well? At the end of last year, we saw, I think it was 32 bills passed in one night, which was insane.
It's amazing.
But there are leftovers from that that they still haven't dealt with. A lot of big sort of ticket items I think a lot of people are hoping to see a response, but there's no guarantee. That includes the gambling reform on gambling advertising. The government's pretty keen on their scams prevention framework, which is currently going before an inquiry, which will hand down its report on Monday. And there are a number of other smaller announcements that have been made throughout the course of this month that might need to be officially voted through the Senate. I've lost track of a few of them myself, but there have been a lot of community infrastructure announcements, which is where we've seen the Prime Minister going to every marginal seat he can find and saying, you get a little bit of money, which is a part of this massive $32 billion commitment that I believe they've already made. So there's lots of little bits and pieces like that. I think the real interesting development will be what we see come from the opposition, because so far their big ticket items are either the nuclear energy policy, which is quite a quite a choice, and the latest one for workforce help was free lunches for small businesses, which is a
free lunches peculiar... for small businesses.
Yes, it's understood that that's the more effective way to get some of that cost of living relief through, but again, we'll see if that lands with the Australian public in a few weeks.
I reckon it would have been more popular to say, you know what, $50 off your grocery bill for the week for small businesses or something like that. But anyway, we're not writing policy or anything there. Let's talk about next week is the first sitting week. What's it like being a reporter in Parliament House leading up to the first week of the year? Are you all talking to each other, gas bagging? What's going on?
It's an incredible week, because January, as I'm sure anyone who's started back at work, is one of these no man's land limbos, and it is the same here in Canberra. We've had maybe half the staff on the press wing, so it's been quiet, and the few people that are here kind of rock up and go, what are you talking about? Because I've run out, and it's very weird. And so there's a lot of anticipation for the next week, and there's these little kind of quirky things that and traditions that always happen. So first thing on Tuesday, which is the first sitting day, the Prime Minister will go to one of the local churches, attend a sermon, and then deliver a little bit of a speech. It is not broadcast because it's a church. And then he'll come out afterwards, have his first two words of the sitting year, and then we all walk back up the hill and everything begins. So it's an election year as well, so I think any rule book, anything that we expect is thrown right out the window, and it's going to be a lot of journalists asking, all right, when's the election, with literally no response.
Well, Noah, we're really excited here at Joy Drive that you're going to be joining us and keeping us abreast of what's going on. So thank you for joining us, and we'll chat to you again next week.
Always a pleasure. Can't wait to see you next
week. Thank you. That is Noah Seacombe, Federal Politics Reporter with National Radio News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.